barnacle's reproductive organs extending up to 8 times its body length to reach the shell of another special barnacle. So too do we emerge from our barnacle shells to bring you more quality content. My name is Tyler Cunningham.
I'm Connor Walken.
Welcome to
Big Man Talks.
Big Man Talks. I almost said biblioteca, everybody.
Welcome to the biblioteca.
I don't know.
Library in Spanish?
You know, have you ever watched Community?
I have not.
Okay, they have this one rap that at the end where they're like studying for a Spanish test, and of course they're rapping because Donald Glover is like one of the characters. And he's like,
Donald Glover's the Childish Gambino, yeah. Right?
Well, it's not confirmed that he's Childish Gambino, but I've never seen him in the same room, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure, didn't you see him driving on the freeway one time?
I did. It was actually the coolest thing ever. I forgot about that. He was driving a Chevy Malibu, I believe.
Damn. The old ones?
Yeah. It was so sick. So I was listening to "Stay With Me." You know that one Japanese
song?
Stay. No, no, oh. No. It's "Stay With Me."
Da, da, I don't think
da,
I know that one.
Da, 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 da. Oh, it's really good. One. Yeah, yeah, that one. But it was like the sun was setting, and I was driving towards it, and I was like, "That was the coolest I've ever felt driving a Honda CRV."
That's funny.
But yeah, it was super cool. I mean, and it checks out because I was in the Glendale area, so feasible. Or it was just like a really, really suave dude that I passed.
It's weird because I didn't really know who he was until he came out with the This Is America song.
Oh, me either, for sure.
And then after that, I figured out who he was.
Yeah. Do you know what turned me on to him was they have a video of Carl Weezer singing the song Redbone. You know Carl Weezer from Jimmy Neutron?
Yes.
Oh, it's so funny.
I love Jimmy Neutron. Not Jimmy Neutron, Carl Weezer.
Carl Weezer specifically is just... I've definitely...
It is mine!
I was actually really... Why was that the best impression I've ever heard you do?
Because I can't do any other one.
That was really good, though. Do you remember that spinoff show that they had about Sheen?
No.
Oh, and there was a little, like, cockney eyeball that would go like, I don't like it. I love it. It was one of the ads.
What? Oh, no, I'm thinking of Breakfast Club for some reason. I don't know why I'm thinking of Breakfast Club.
That's the same.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
I love it in Jimmy Neutron when his mom walks into a football field and Don't You Forget About Me starts playing and she puts her hand up. It's kind of anticlimactic.
I think there's a meme going around with that right now.
Specifically Jimmy's mom?
No, okay. The song Don't You Forget About Me.
I can see that.
I saw one that was like they put a firework under a bowl. And then they picked up the bowl, but there was no firework. But it was just a guy singing the music video of it. I don't know if it was that song or. I don't know what the other song was.
I don't know. You got to start sending these to me. Follow Connor's TikTok to see him falling a lot.
Yeah.
King Kong 272777.
No, that's Discord.
Oh, right. Follow
TikTok
Connor on Discord.
Connor 277, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
There's a 27 in there somewhere, though.
Regardless, and speaking of things that are popular, we watched Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, it was very interesting, honestly.
It was a shockingly well-put-together movie.
I'm like, I was very shocked with how good it was, because I came into it with very, very low expectations.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was... Leah actually said it best when she said she thought it was gonna be like Sharknado budget.
Yeah.
Have I said it on the podcast that I had 4 Sharknado themed birthday parties in middle school?
You have not said that. I didn't
even
know
that.
In early
high school. Yeah, I was. It was before our marshmallow era, so we hadn't reached the golden age of our friendship. But yeah, no, I was, and it wasn't even like we don't really celebrate birthdays in my family, and it was literally my mom just being like, oh, these movies are so fun. You love them. We're celebrating your birthday this year.
The force from your parents to just like random things.
Exactly. It's just like, all right, well, I guess that's me now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, she's not wrong. Like, I guess it was my first foray into ironic movie watching, which...
I haven't even seen the Sharknados.
Oh, Connor.
I don't think I want to see them, though.
We got to get you caught up.
Do you?
On a scale of, like, The Room to Psycho Gorman, no, that's terrible. They're the same level
of
bad.
The Room was terrible. I hated that movie. Psycho Gorman, it was bad, but it was, like, I could watch it.
Yeah, Psycho Gorman was a movie that I found in the $5 bin at Walmart. We have the disc right in front of us. But the box art is so cool that I couldn't, like, not pick it up.
Oh, my God.
The girl. I'm the girl. I just turned the box around, and there's a young girl actress in it.
I hate her.
And she is truly...
the worst.
Yeah. Like, she's either really good at playing annoying characters or really good at being annoying. I also know it's hard to be a child actor, but oh, my God. That was the first movie that I think I've ever actually had to skip through just because of how uncomfortably cringy it was.
What is your favorite movie?
Of all time?
Or at least maybe like a list of top three.
Okay, top three. Inglourious Bastards.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction, and newly, Moana.
Moana.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm not a big fan of Moana.
You're not?
I'm not a big fan of Disney movies in general, though.
There wasn't a dry eye in the room last time we watched Moana. Because I was crying for all four of us.
You definitely were.
But, okay, so not a fan of Disney movies. So what are your top three, Connor?
My newest favorite is probably Top Gun.
Hmm.
I like both of them, but the new one's just higher quality. So yeah. It's better, but the old one is still good.
Yeah.
Favorite movie of all time is Cars.
That's a fantastic movie. That is
the absolute best movie ever.
Hmm.
And then I'm going to go with the series and say Indiana Jones.
Okay. You know what? Those are all respectable choices.
Or if I had to pick a fourth, Back to the Future.
Ooh, okay. You know what? Those are good answers, Connor. You would have loved the 80s.
Oh, I would have.
Here's a question for you. Have you heard of that theory where, you know how in Cars 1, Lightning and Sally are going on that really, like, scenic drive?
Yeah.
And then she runs over some mud and it gets in his windshield?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the theory that there's no mud pile on the road? Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Do you subscribe to that as a Cars fan?
Yeah.
and Owen Wilson was just loving it. He was like, "Woo!"
Yeah,
he more just of that, got please.
Shat on by a Porsche.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, man?
What if it was oil though? Maybe she blew up.
Oh. Maybe she actually exploded.
Yeah. Maybe it's, like the oil in her car exploded.
Yeah. It's like it's like the campaign in Call of Duty 1 where Reznov dies really early. So like Sally dies, but then he keeps on hallucinating her.
Do you think cars have feelings? Like in the movie?
In the movie? Oh, absolutely, yeah. They do. If they have tongues, they have feelings. That's always been my...
So interested in the Cars movie. It's so cool.
It is cool. Have you seen the, like, anatomical diagram of the cars?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's that... like,
if I were to rate the Cars movies,
it'd be
Cars 1, Cars 3, and then Cars 2. Is there Cars 4?
Interesting. Leah, can you Google that? We have Leah in the studio today.
We have an audience today.
I know. A live audience. She's trying her best.
Cars 4 is coming out in 2023.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, huge.
Holy cow.
There's a concept.
Oh.
Yes.
Sweet. Okay, Cars 4.
Be there opening night for that.
Let's stay up until midnight to watch Cars 4. Actually, you know what?
We have to.
Cars 2 is really your least favorite?
Yeah, I didn't like the whole... that was the international travel one.
Yeah.
I didn't like that one.
I loved it.
I mean, I liked it, but I that was my least favorite.
I understand. I'm going to talk about Cars for like two more topics, and then we'll get back to Cocaine Bear, which is what I have written. But I would say in response to your previous thing that in Cars, do you remember in Cars 2 when Mater leaks oil and it's basically like he peed himself?
Yes, I do.
But it wasn't actually Mater. But anyways, I feel that even if it was oil, that would still be... maybe since it was, like, organic feces that got on Lightning,
uh-huh.
It's, like, not weird to them because that's just, like, us getting motor oil on us.
Maybe.
You know? But to him... because what, you know, the thing is, biologically, we're wired to be repulsed by waste because... by human waste because it could get us sick.
Yeah.
We're not... not so with motor oil. But, you know, Lightning, maybe he uses synthetic because he's a race car. And she's an older model Porsche. Maybe she uses organic. So maybe, like, that could clog up his system. So it would be actually weirder if he got oil on him instead of poop. Because what's poop going to do to a car?
That's true.
You know? Like, if poop gets in a car, sure, it's going to be bad for it. But if motor oil gets in us, it's going to be bad for us. Doesn't mean we're afraid of it.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Great movie, though. Great movie.
Regardless of that. So back to Cocaine Bear. Yeah. Connor, what was your favorite part, and what was something specific that surprised you? And what was your least favorite part?
My least favorite part was how graphic it was. And the fact that, spoiler, there was a visual of a guy getting his leg eaten off and blood just dripping down his whole face. Oh,
yeah. I was going to say that was definitely the most graphic part.
That was my least favorite. And it was very uncomfortable how graphic it was.
Yeah. There were definitely parts of it that were... it was Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
And I think my most favorite part was the ambulance part.
Yeah.
When they were driving away and the driver was chasing them and they were playing the music. And I was like, that was so funny.
So funny. Also, you have a good amount of like how far in advance we record these and how bad I am at editing. Because our post is the night that... I think our post was even after we saw Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
But this post is going to come out like 2 or 3 weeks later.
I think what? 2 weeks?
Probably later? 2 weeks. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
The thing that interested me or that surprised me the most was the sheer amount of twink violence in this movie.
Twink violence?
Yeah, twink is like it's like the bimbo of like young gay men.
Oh, okay.
So there's like a himbo, a bimbo, a twink and a hunk.
Okay.
It was explained to me by my very good gay friend. So that's my understanding of it.
Okay.
I've been called a twunk, which made me really happy.
Did
like
it?
Halfway between a twink and a hunk. Yeah, I don't. Weirdly enough, I was like, you know what? That was flattering.
Interesting.
But you know, Josh is also
you
very
treat it as a compliment.
Charming man. I did.
Okay.
You know what? It's no surprise to me that I'm an airhead. So any compliments that you have to put me on top of that. I mean, not that being an airhead's a compliment, but I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you might as well take what you can get.
Exactly. And then, so I think the thing that surprised me was that my least favorite part, I got to agree with you, was when Jesse Tyler Ferguson's character got, like, brutally annihilated and he was just screaming while there was a child watching.
Yeah. And towards the end when you could see the inside of that guy's stomach.
Oh, when they eat Ray Liotta's innards?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the same. I was going to say Jay Leno.
Jay Leno. I was thinking that too, actually. I was like, yeah. I was talking to my boss today. And I was like, do you know that Jay Leno died? And he was like, no. Are you kidding? Is Jay Leno alive?
I think he's dead. You know, I always forget about him, but I've been, like, for some reason, he keeps showing up on my TikTok and YouTube. Is Robin Williams.
Jay Leno is alive. But yeah, Robin Williams.
Yeah, he's just showing up all over my TikTok right now.
I know. I think, like, we're finally getting to the age of, like, of. He died in, what, like 2013, 2014?
No, I think it was more recent than that.
Really?
2017? I think it was it might have been 2020.
Leah, could we get a verification? No, it's...
2014.
I'm right,
always. It
was
9 years ago?
Jeez! Man, a world without Robin. No wonder everything's been going to crap.
Yeah. That felt like it was not that long ago.
No, honestly. It didn't.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah,
I like Robin Williams. So.
Me too. Oh,
so funny.
Yeah, he's a fantastic comedian. And honestly, do you see Good Will Hunting?
I see clips of it on TikTok.
but
it is a movie I want to watch. Yeah, it looks very interesting.
It is one of the most touching movies.
What's that movie called? The Carpe Diem.
Oh, Dead Poets Society.
Yes, that. Yeah. Honestly, that's a very good movie. I enjoy that.
Also, very good movie. Yeah, I think people are like, because our generation, like. I would say like 1998 to like 2004 or 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I think we kind of like grew up like early childhood.
Yeah.
With Robin Williams, like we had like Hook and Aladdin.
Night Museum.
Yeah. He was such a good Teddy Roosevelt.
I have so many movies.
That's another.
Watch now.
Weirdly enough, that's like a top 40 movie for me.
It's like a top 20 movie. Yeah. For me. Night Museum is. Always been one of my favorites.
It's so good. Especially like Owen Wilson, the mini cowboy and the mini Roman.
So Owen Wilson and what's that other guy's name?
I don't know.
The brown haired guy. Black haired guy.
Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
The main actor?
The guy that plays in I can't remember the movie.
Madagascar? Zoolander. Ben Stiller.
Yeah, Ben Stiller. So what them two are always in the same movies, I realized.
Oh yeah, because we just watched Zoolander and
Zoolander, they're in Night at the Museum. There's another one that they're in, too.
They're in Madagascar together, I believe, too.
Are they?
Yeah. He is... I don't know who Owen Wilson is, but I think he's in that. Or, look up the cast for that.
I want to say they were in... I wonder if Ben Stiller was in Cars.
Oh, that's a good question,
Owen
too.
Wilson was in...
David Schwimmer is Melman? Oh my... Melman is such a Ross. Yes, so Ben Stiller is Alex, and then we're looking for Owen Wilson.
Was Ben Stiller in Marley and Me, too?
Not two. Yeah, he was Marley. Well. no, I have no idea. But your point says no. I had never thought about that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's interesting.
Maybe it's like a Adam, what's
Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston type thing, where they're like just in everything, like they're just friends.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But yeah. they're a good group, or not group, but a good
duo.
Yeah,
yeah. No, dude. Zoolander is such a fantastic movie.
It's a good movie. I still want to watch the second one.
We need to. What was he going to say? Oh, yeah, but I think, like, our generation, like, we've grown up with, like, kind of this vague idea of, like, Robin Williams. Mm-hmm. But we're just kind of now getting into, like, what a wonderful impact he had on the world and also what a tragedy his early loss was.
Yeah.
So that's what.
He committed suicide, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Which is also just brutal. There's a lot of things, brutal. Like, yeah, it's crazy. And I think he'd be pretty open about his mental health issues.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, that just sucks, man.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Back to Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, back to Cocaine Bear.
So what was your favorite part of it?
I think my favorite, easily, in the beginning when the two, child leads find the cocaine, the boy, who was actually a kind of a great actor. I think his name was, Robbie. Actor. Yeah. In the movie. I don't know his actual name. But he was trying to prove to the girl that he had taken, cocaine before after church. And she's like, so what do you do with it? And he's like, you ate it. And she's like, well, how much? He goes, about a tablespoon of it. Which is just so funny.
That was a funny part of the movie. I didn't like that part.
Yeah, that was hilarious. How about you, Connor? What was your favorite part?
Still the ambulance.
Ambulance, bro, right. Yeah, no, that was truly fantastic.
Yeah.
Connor... Speaking of children,
oh god,
I've noticed something.
Yeah,
And this is gonna sound really weird at first, but it's pretty harmless. Well, it's not harmful in the way you think. So I live across the street from a preschool,
okay.
As we know. And what do you know about preschools when it's drop off time?
I have nothing about that.
They are busy and people are mean.
Are they?
And desperate to get a parking spot. Like, really? You know how moms are during drop-off, or my mom anyways.
My mom didn't drop me off at school.
No, actually my grandma did. But that was the only time I'd ever heard my grandma cuss, other than when she would drop a cup.
I would always walk to school.
Oh, duh, because, so yeah, you live like, right
between. By it. So.
Right between, let's name all three of our schools so people can triangulate your house.
Exactly. You could find exactly where I live if I were to tell you where the three schools are.
You probably could. There's like a 20-house
Yeah, a 20-house radius of the three schools.
But pickup and drop off is always just insane. And I have to leave my trash cans out on Monday morning. Okay. So I've noticed that when my trash cans are out, there's two sides of my house. One's on the corner, which is where I usually put them. And one's like kind of by a hedge where there's a good parking space.
Mm-hmm.
And I started putting them by the hedge lately, and wouldn't you know it, my trash cans go from out there full of trash to empty and by my gate by the time that I get home from work. So the
parents are moving your trash cans back up into your house.
Either the parents are moving the trash cans back up into my yard where I only have to move them like 10 feet, or they're making their children, which means that I'm kind of an accomplice to child labor, maybe. Which simultaneously delights me and horrifies me when I have to face God for my actions.
I mean, you're not making them do it.
That's true.
They're just doing it on their own.
That's true.
But that's interesting.
So I'm not guilty by association, in your opinion?
Yep.
Leah, what do you think? All right. Well, you know what? You guys are my moral compass anyway, so
exactly.
I'll take that. I made a resolution, Connor.
What's your resolution?
For this Lent, even though I don't really observe Lent. Okay. I'm going to keep a crossbow in my car, and anyone who flashes their high beams in my window, I'm going to shoot their tires out.
That's a fair thing to do.
They're so annoying. No, it's okay. It's okay. I know you have them. It could be. But you know what the difference is? You don't drive behind me because I always follow you because I know.
But it's like, I don't even flash my high beams. I just have bright lights.
I know. It's just crazy. Like, I think especially Fords, like the newer models, they don't angle them down for, like, fog stuff.
Yeah.
It's been rainy lately. So I've been, like, genuinely, like, slouching in my seat.
So your rear view mirror is just shining up.
No, it literally is. Like, just because it blinds me more than actually having my rear view mirror.
Yeah.
And they're always tailgating me anyway, so it's like, all right, well, I know you're behind me because I can feel you breathing down my neck.
You know what I like doing when I drive now?
What do you like doing when you drive?
I like putting one leg up and, like, resting it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I'll just, like, rest it against my other leg and take my shoe off, and it makes me feel so much more comfortable.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely.
It's like, I was driving to work the other day, and I did it, and I was like.
It just makes your life, like, I literally did that today. Do you know the song Mi Confession by Project Gotan?
No, I do not.
Oh, it's such a good song. I'll play it for you after you're done. Or after we're done recording. But I was listening to that, and I was just kind of kicking it on the freeway with my windows down. It would have been such a good time for Childish Gambino to see me.
Oh, that would have been funny.
But no, so funny. I kicked my foot up, and I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, this is the life right now.
It's just like, I don't know what it is. It just makes me want to, like...
Cut. Is that your phone in your pocket?
Those are my keys.
That explains the weird shape.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. So another topic we were spitballing earlier was the Kung Fu Panda concept art, which makes me think. What is your favorite Kung Fu Panda movie?
Still the first one.
Okay.
I think a lot of my favorite movies are going to be the first ones.
I respect you. Yeah. No, I think that's when the creativity is the highest, especially for, like, movie, like, A-list movie franchises. Yeah. Just because, like, then they're just relying on you liking the characters.
Because it's, like, I think it gets to a certain point where they're just extending the story for no reason. Like,
yeah.
With, what movie is it? What movie series that,
like,
extends
Star so Wars?
Not Marvel.
Marvel. Yeah. Okay.
Like, I've fallen out of the Marvel stuff after Endgame.
Yeah.
It's just like, I have no intentions of watching any Marvel absolutely. Stuff anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
No Way Home. But after that... Well, but that had also started kind of pre-Endgame. So it made sense to have that story have a logical conclusion.
Yeah, but it's like, the Ant-Man now, I'm like, I don't really want to go see it.
No, I don't think
so. And it's like, they have all these TV shows now on Disney Plus. It's like... I don't have time to watch these TV shows, nor do I want to watch them. Yeah,
exactly.
So I don't. Same with the Star Wars TV shows. I didn't want to watch those.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Mandalorian Season 3 just came out.
I watched the first season in 2020 when it came out in senior English class.
Yeah.
But then I stopped watching it.
I feel like you would love that. It's like a space western, dude.
I just don't really... I've been watching Outer Banks.
Mm. Quality television.
The acting is so shit. It's terrible, the shit acting, but the storyline is basically what I'm following it for now.
It is really interesting as a storyline.
Yeah,
I'll give you that. I think, you know, I hated on Kung Fu Panda 2 a lot when
that's
it first
the one
came
with
out
the
with
peacock
the peacocks, right. But that was just because I hadn't watched it. I loved Kung Fu Panda 2.
It's a good one. Was the third one?
That was the one where he finds his dad, and that one is like. It's like Tai Lung came back from like that spirit realm, which is cool one time.
Yeah.
Like they can get away with it because it's such a beloved franchise, but I really hope they stay creative. Man, I'm talking about Kung Fu Panda like a nerd right now. But I'm really hoping they stay creative in the fourth one if it does come out, which I wonder if there's a release date for that yet.
I don't know. This is going to be a big year for movies though.
It is. What else is coming out?
New Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah.
Potentially new Cars 4, which I'm dying for. What else is coming out that's big? Obviously, there's new Marvel movies, but we talked about that.
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda 4 is going to come out in 2024. Yeah, new Marvel movies. Indiana Jones, I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't either, because I haven't watched it in a while.
Yeah. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was just such a disaster that I'm afraid. I liked parts of it. Yeah. I thought the villain was cool. I thought that him being with Miriam again was cool.
I definitely need to watch him again before I see the new one.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Leah, which Kung Fu Panda. Which Indiana Jones movie did we just watch? Was it The Last Crusade? Oh, okay. I watched The Last Crusade with like a family member then or something. It might have been my brother. But they just hold up so well. I mean, other than like Indiana Jones being generally kind of misogynistic.
It's just like, I think I like Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Harrison Ford is a fantastic actor.
I think my favorite actors are Harrison Ford and Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. I genuinely, like, I know he's an A-lister, but I just genuinely can't think of who Kevin Costner is.
The main guy in Yellowstone.
Right.
He played Field of Dreams, which is an amazing movie.
Field of Dreams, that's the one where the girls play. Okay, I know who Kevin
Field of Dreams is. The baseball one where all the ghosts come out of the cornfield.
Oh, I was thinking League of Their Own.
League of Their Own is a good movie.
I've never seen Field of Dreams. I've heard good things about it.
Very good movie.
Give that a watch. Do you remember in baseball when they used to go on the major field and project Sandlot every year?
Yes. I'm not a big fan of Sandlot, actually.
I think the best thing to come out of Sandlot was You're Killing Me, Smalls.
Yeah.
But then other than that,
like, the only part I remember from Sandlot is the kids throwing up on the spinning ride.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember that.
It's a great scene. And like, also, you, of course, you play ball like a girl.
That's from what? That's from Sandlot, right?
Yeah, it is. What if we did, like, a movie club? That would be so fun. Like, once every four episodes or something, we just, like, watched a movie. It could be a sports movie. That'd be so fun.
It doesn't have to be a sports movie.
Let's do that, yeah.
I think I'm growing out of my sports stuff.
Gotcha. That's fair. I mean, you did, what, stop doing baseball, like, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Around there?
It's just, like, my whole life, it was just sports everything. Now it's, like, oh, there's other stuff in the world. There's
other beautiful things in the world. Yeah, like, I feel like right now, traveling.
Oh, traveling 100%.
Just good stuff.
That's all I want to do right now is travel.
Yeah. It's so funny, because I'm, like, I don't know if I'm a homebody, but No, that's a lie, because it's weird, because it's hard to, like, get me out of the house, but once I'm out of there, I'm like, this is amazing. Yeah. It's the best thing I've ever done.
It's like, I don't like being at home.
Yeah.
Or just being inside of a place.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be out moving.
No, well, that's what I didn't realize, because we had this, there was this moment, we went to Joshua Tree last weekend, and there was this moment when we were all pretty darn tired, and we just kind of had our own stuff going on. That, you know, I feel like all of us had something kind of like distracting us from the trip. But once we crossed through this little crevice and it opened up. Sorry. We just made terrible eye contact there.
I don't know what it is about you and I about having this eye contact.
I'm so glad we finally got it on audio recording at least. Oh, it's going to be such a problem when we get video, and it's going to be like, someone's going to make like a bromance montage of you and me just looking at each other. Okay, I'm going to have to word it better. Oh no, I lost him.
My palm's sweaty again.
why did I notice that my palm was sweaty right as you said that?
Ew.
We emerged through a fissure.
I'm not going to look at you.
Okay, we're going to look away from each other so if the audio quality drops, that's why. We emerged through a fissure. Oh my god, and I was setting up such a nice scene too. And it was this little, like, conclave that was... Jesus God, what's funny about the word conclave? I also don't think I'm using that. It might be enclave.
Oh my god.
Leah, is there a difference between enclave and conclave? You look up conclave, I'll look up enclave. I think enclave is a military term.
Or did you say crack?
Enclave, a private meeting. Okay. So neither. Oh, wait, no. Enclave. A portion of territory which is surrounded by larger territory.
Oh, my hands.
I was sort of right. I didn't really use that right. Okay, wipe them off, bud. I'm going to start bringing in a tea towel for you.
My palms get sweaty when I laugh.
There was this little valley basin area that had a bunch of snow in it, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a borderline religious experience for me, I feel like. Like, that was a very, like, rooting, grounding, like, I'm here, I'm gonna enjoy it, I'm gonna take a 30-minute nap
on the edge of the mountain. It was honestly the best nap I've had in a while.
Yeah, just on rocks.
It was on a rock in the middle of outside.
Maybe we'll post that on our Instagram. when this comes out.
Yeah.
So Tyler, when you're editing this, tell you to do that. And, you know, depending on who's comfortable being having their faces out. But I think pretty
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, oh, my gosh. It was just beautiful. What were we talking? Oh, that just travel. So, yeah, just, yeah. I feel like once I can, like, leave my pride at the door and just like, let myself enjoy it, it's so much better.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to do now. It's just, like, I don't need to do anything else right now. It makes me happy to go out and travel and just be outside.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like, no, absolutely.
It's, like, it's fun to do.
Dude, if I could keep a meadow in my pocket, I'd be so happy.
It's, like, if I could just do, like, school outside in, like, a national park,
I'd be sick.
Beyond happy, but yeah. I probably would not have any friends. You would never see me again, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd be the happiest alone man in the world.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what? I feel like there are plenty of people that do that. Would you ever, like, live off-grid, like, have a homestead?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty sick. I think, like, if I could get past, like, the starting, like, setup of it, that, like, just, like, the initial, like, cost and lifestyle change, it would be cool.
I just think I would like it because, I mean, I like being by myself in a way.
Yeah.
I like my alone time. So it's, like, I would get that. I think I would get to a point where I'd be like, oh, maybe it's a little too much now.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think I would be able to balance it. Like, I can just travel to another spot and see people.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I feel like culturally, we, like, so often will associate, like, oh, if you don't want to do something forever, then it's not worth doing at all.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's true. I think, like, for lifestyle things, you know, like there's certain things that are commitment. Like, you know, like, getting married, yeah, if you don't want to do that forever, you probably shouldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But, like, stuff like that, like, just kind of lifestyle stuff, I think it's, like, it's not a failure at all. Like, if you're like, yeah, I was, you know, I was doing a homestead for a little bit, and I really loved it, but I just felt like it was my time to move on.
Yeah.
That's sick.
But it's just, like, people now are like, oh, you can't disconnect from the world, like, because of social media, your phone, all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
It is hard to do, but there's definitely people that can do it.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people. I tried to do it for a week. Did not work. Miserable
for happens. It happens.
Honestly, like, it sounds nice to do. Maybe I'll do it one day.
Yeah.
We'll see where life goes with that.
I've messed around with it for a year.
Yeah. I'm not going to force myself to do it just to do it, but if it happens, it happens.
There you go. Yeah. I think that's the thing with, like, planning lifestyle stuff is there's no real way to do it.
Yeah.
Other than just doing it when you think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, because things are going to change.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like, all the time.
Yep.
Connor, that's all I've got. Is there anything you've got?
That's all I've got. Just follow our Instagram, Big Man Talk Podcast.
Sounds right.
Our website's in the bio.
Website's in the bio, and from the website, you can get literally anywhere, so...
We're on multiple platforms now, almost all platforms, I believe.
Yeah, we're on... Just about everything. I think we're still waiting on, like, iHeartRadio and one other thing. But other than that, I mean, Amazon Music, you name it, you can find us.
Yeah.
Just look us up.
And follow your dreams, little men.
Follow your dreams, little men. I'm Tyler Cunningham.
I'm Connor Walken.
And we are so proud of you for hitting that home run that we're going to buy you ice cream later today. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I don't know when we turned into dads, but I guess that's what we started doing. Bye!